Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's go to this DeMarcus Cousins interview that I did earlier today. And the first thing I asked DeMarcus Cousins was what kind of day he was having.
Been a crazy day. Early morning. But it's been good. It's exciting. You know, I'm glad to finally be a part of it officially. Can't wait to get on the floor, get going, you know, build team camaraderie with the team. Just a big year and an exciting year all around, so I can't wait.
Well, let's get right to it. Do you still think that you're going to be ready for training camp?
You know, I've sat down. We've communicated with management and, the team doctors. You know, we'll figure out, you know, the best time. Me personally, that's my goal, but we're going to be smart about it. Hey, if it presents itself, it may happen. You know, we'll figure it out. So that's kind of to be determined. When I do return, I'll be 100%, and that's for sure.
One thing about the Warriors is they are very conservative about this kind of stuff. They've been resting players. Could there be a point where you think you're ready to do more and they're kind of holding you back a little bit just because that's their MO and your MO is going to want to be to get back on the court?
I don't think that'll be the case. They know how bad I want to return and play ball again, but you know, I'm also being smart about this. It's not just about the moment. I have to think long term as well. Like I said, I won't return until I'm 100%. I think we'll be good with communicating and figuring out the perfect time for that.
How sick of losing are you?
It's not a good feeling. Not a fun feeling.
Do you think that there's a perception about you that some people have? You're not a good guy, not a good teammate. Do you think the losing has made it tougher for you to show the true person and player you are?
I think that's the biggest thing surrounding me. You know, not being in a situation that's a winning situation. It was a good year last year. It didn't end the way we wanted it to, but, you know, it was a good year. I think I was overcoming that hurdle and, you know, an unfortunate situation happened. So, you know, I've experienced it a little bit. I love the feeling, and I can't wait to get back to it.
You've been in the league for a while now. You've never been in trouble off the court. You've gotten along with Mike Malone, Alvin Gentry. You've been a good teammate to a lot of people who say that. Does it ever piss you off that your reputation is what it is for some people? Obviously not for everybody, but you've been a model NBA player in a lot of ways, besides the technical fouls.
Honestly, I don't live for reputations. I live for facts. I'm not looking for the next person's opinion to satisfy or to stroke my ego. Like, that doesn't help me become the person I am by somebody saying I'm a good or bad person. I could care less. I know what I do. I know where my heart is. My heart's always in the right place. So with that being said, I'm fine. Like, I've dealt with it. I've become numb to it. Like,
right.
I came in this league at a young age. I've seen it. I was in the beginning of the social media era. I mean, it doesn't bother me. Kind of quite hilarious if you just sit back and think about it. Like,
no, I mean, to me, it's...
Me personally, like, I could never, like, I don't know. I could never just be so mad or so angry at somebody where I just... Let me go to a fan page and just write the most hateful thing. Like, I don't feel that way in life.
Right. I mean, technical fouls are one thing. Being a good guy or bad guy is a completely different thing. It does feel to me like you've been unfairly portrayed over the course of your career, and I just wonder sometimes if a resentment builds up, or now it seems like what you're saying is you just put a wall up.
I mean, I'm numb to it. It's harmless, like. It's harmless.
Right. Well, that's good because a lot of people can't let it be harmless. They end up letting it kind of absorb them. Mike Malone and John Calipari are two guys who I'm sure that you enjoyed playing for. Well, I think you did anyway. What was it about those
Dave
two?
Dave Yeager is what I love, Dave.
Yeah, I shouldn't have made it. But let's just talk about Mike Malone. Mm-hmm. What is it about Mike Malone and other coaches that you've enjoyed playing for that makes you enjoy playing for them. What is it about them?
It's about ball. It's about basketball. That's it. It's not about, you know, controlling any situation or who's, you know, who's the alpha male or whatever. It's about winning games and playing ball. Like, that's what I come to work to do every day.
Right.
Get better at my craft and put in the work, you know, to come in and win games. That's what I come every day to do or accomplish. So if you and your coach are on the same page, it'll never be a situation or rift. You know, Mike was about his business, and so was I.
You guys were, what, 9-9 when he got fired?
I was a mile ago. But
you had to be upset when they let him go.
You know, I was, and, you know, it sucked. But, you know, I think Mike has done an incredible job in Denver. They're a successful team. They're young and talented, very competitive. I think he's done a great job with the group, so. You know, everything happens for a reason. And I'm a firm believer of that, and, you know, I believe Mike is going to get his due, which is, you know, happening for him now.
Can you describe what an average day of rehab is like?
Oh, man. I mean, I have my pool workouts. I have my one-court workouts. I have my Pilates classes. I have just the rehab therapy in general.
Feels like it would be really hard to stay in any kind of shape with that injury.
You know, it is. I mean, as far as, you know, being in playing shape or having to win, it is. But, I mean, there's small things you can do to just kind of try to maintain. But it's nothing compared to being in shape when you're, you know, able to actually be very mobile or whatever the case may be. I mean, it's tough, but it is ways.
Let me play devil's advocate for a second. You said you talked to Rudy Gay, Dominique Wilkins, Jonas about this particular injury. What always comes up with you is, you know, you're 6'11", 270, 275, whatever it is, and that could be a factor. How do you process that part of it?
Just add it to the list of everything else negative. Who cares? I've heard it all. I've heard everything negative to why I won't make
right.
it. So. Just add it to the list.
What's your what's the best case scenario that happens for you and the Golden State Warriors this year?
Win another championship.
What about for you?
I win a championship. That's what I signed up for.
Have you thought about starting, coming off the bench when you're back, any of that kind of stuff?
I'm sure that'll be the case. You know, I'm sure. But, I mean, once I get back to me being who I am, that's not even a question.
How many times so far have you thought about you being on the court with those other four guys and kind of what you may do to fit in and things like that?
I think we're all players with a high basketball IQ. And when you have a collective group with good IQs, it's that part comes easy. That part handles itself. So I'm not really too worried about it.
I've always thought that the one thing in basketball that if you can do, you can always play is pass the ball.
If you can set good screens, play hard, everything else will kind of handle itself.
Where'd you learn to become such a good passer? Because, you know, a lot of big men aren't, and it's something that seems to come very natural to you.
It came early for me. I was kind of forced to learn it. I mean, I've been facing double and triple teams since I started playing ball.
Right.
So, I mean, I was kind of forced to learn how to pass.
Like, were you really big when you were young? Did you get big early? Because I know a lot of guys get big.
I was always tall. So, you know, I was a pretty decent player. So, I've faced it. I've seen it.
Where are you going to live in the Bay?
Probably a Walnut Creek area.
Yeah, I think a couple of players are out there already.
Yeah,
so.
For sure.
Well, listen, I'm not going to take up any more of your time. I know there's a lot of people want to talk to you, but I want to thank you for sitting down with me. And welcome to the Bay, and best of luck to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.